Well, this morning I have the privilege of getting to talk about living hope in Jesus. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Hope that's what you came here for, because if not, well, that's what we're doing anyways. But my name is Jim. I know a lot of you and some of you are new faces. And if this is your first time with us, we just want to extend a special welcome for being with us this morning. We're really, really excited that you're here. And may you be blessed by God's hope. And I just pray in a very personal way this morning, if not already. But I want to talk about living hope. I thought Jill did a fantastic job with the children's message and painting. Yeah, give her another round of applause. Yep. It's wonderful. Just painting that picture of hope and the butterfly, and the theme we've had is kind of that idea that even on like this broken down kind of warehouse wall, there's a painting of a picture as if there's hope in broken places. And Jesus brings hope even today in broken places and broken hearts. Do you believe that this morning? All right, that's what we're going to be focusing on. I want to talk about a little bit about the brokenness in our world for a moment, and specifically focusing actually on the United States, but I will in a moment go a little bit more global than that. But as I was reading recently some statistics from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, they had some stats on people looking for hope and feeling hopeless and making choices from places of brokenness. From a Google searching, if you're using Google as your primary search engine, but about 8 million searches were made for hope in this past year. People looking for hope. Where can I find hope? More than 21 million Americans ages 12 and older abuse or addicted to drugs and alcohol. And maybe you can relate with that in a personal way. Maybe that's a struggle, or your families and friends that you're praying for, that would they have freedom in Christ to break that hold, and you know how dangerous that can be. Nearly 20 million Americans, at 6% of the nation's population, struggle with depression, and over 42,000, that's a huge number, 42,000 commit suicide each year from a place of brokenness and having no hope or reason to live. And if you're anywhere near this place of just that type of brokenness, I just want to say I'm really glad you're here, because I'm believing that God's going to touch you in a powerful way this morning. An estimated 40 million people in the U.S. feel trapped or crippled by fear. They live as prisoners to their own anxiety. And if you're there and you know what that feels like, it's just like an internal crippling that maybe sometimes other people don't understand, but you're like, I just feel powerless and unable to move forward and stuck. Well, God's able to do beautiful things in people who are stuck and broken and make them completely new. I want to take a moment before moving on. This morning I was informed, maybe you've seen this on the news, I want to use this as a prayer focus, that in the country of Sri Lanka, there's over 130 people who were killed. There's targeted attacks on churches and hotels. And I thought it would be great, it was actually asked of me, could we pray for those in Sri Lanka now who are in a place of a shock and terror and fear and hopelessness, that they might have hope in Jesus. So let's just take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you're a good God and you love every single person on this planet. And Lord, as we pray specifically for the country of Sri Lanka, even though we're not there, God, we know your Holy Spirit is ministering. And Holy Spirit, would you minister to those who have lost family and friends just today? God, I pray that they could have hope and peace, even in a circumstance that does not dictate anything of hope and peace. God, I pray for comfort. Lord, I pray that the authorities could figure out what to do with the justice of what's happening. God, I pray for those who love you and know you as Christ followers could reach out and share hope to those who are hurting, that they could feel and see the love of Christ. And God, I just pray your blessing over the country of Sri Lanka as they're responding to this event. God, may they know your living hope in Jesus' name. Amen. For those who, if you follow after Christ, which I know many of you do, encourage you keep praying for the country of Sri Lanka. But yeah, there's hope needed in our world. Amen. I'm sure we can look at situations like Sri Lanka, or all around, or in our country, people desperately need hope and acting out of hope, not a place of bitterness or hurt or evil, but out of a place of love and living hope that Jesus brings. And I want to share a verse this morning that I'll unpack a little bit for the next couple of minutes before we wrap up about this living hope that Jesus brings still today. So we'll be looking at a book in the Bible called 1 Peter, and we're looking at chapter 1, verse 3, and I'm just going to kind of stay here and unpack this a little bit this morning. And let me read it. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So let's just take a moment to look at this a little bit. Peter, one of the followers of Jesus, he wrote this as an encouragement to believers, and he's saying right off the get-go, blessed be the God and Father, the source of our hope, of living hope. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is a reminder, and I hope an encouragement to remember how awesome it is that we have living hope in Jesus. And for those who have yet to experience this living hope, you're here, and maybe you got invited by family or a friend, and you're just exploring more about Jesus, we're so, so glad you're here. Whether you realize it or not, like, God has an incredible amount of love for you and purpose for you and new life in Jesus. So really glad that you're here. But it starts off that the source of all our hope is from God. The verse that Jill shared earlier in the children's message articulates it so well. For God so loved the world that he sent his only son, and that son's name is Jesus. He came on a mission to redeem and to restore a broken world in relationship with him, and also that would impact the way we relate with one another. So all glory and praise goes to God. Amen? Amen. All to God. It was his idea, it's his source. We don't get the credit, only God does. But the cause of this living hope was according to his great mercy. I want to talk about mercy for a moment. When I think of mercy, there's another word in the Bible I often sometimes think, because they're sometimes paired near each other, is grace. The word grace talks about receiving a gift that's unmerited or undeserved. So maybe today people might be exchanging gifts afterwards, and as long as parents aren't asking their children to pay them back, it should be a free gift, right? It's like, hey, this is a gift given, no strings attached, I just love you. Now, mercy is different. It's pardoning something or someone that did something wrong. So if you were in a court system, or if you were like in trouble, or if you had an outstanding debt, and you were not able to pay for it or make amends in any way, and the judge was to have mercy on you, or a teacher, or a loan originator was going to be like, you know what, I'm going to cancel that debt. I'm going to forgive that sentence. I'm going to give you mercy. You deserve this, but I'm going to give you mercy anyways and let you be free. That's what God's kind of mercy is for us. It's something that we also don't deserve, but it's something that is actually needed. The reason why it's needed is in the Bible, it makes it very clear that all of us, all humanity, has fallen short of the glory of God, which means we all fall short, whether we realize it or not, of God's standard. God is perfect, and I'm not going to ask if anyone thinks they're perfect. I know I'm not perfect. You can talk to my wife, Crystal, and she'll let you know that I'm not perfect. You don't actually have to do that, but you'll probably see ways in my life. You're like, Jim, you're not perfect, but I'm on a path towards perfection through God's grace in Jesus' name. Amen? We're on a path to that. So no one is perfect, and that's why Jesus came and died on the cross for your sins and my sins, that we might be able to receive this great mercy. Now, this mercy is a causality that would lead to Peter referred to as being born again. He's talking to a Christian. He's writing a letter. He's reminding them that this great mercy of God your Father has caused you to be able to be born again. Now, some of us, we might be familiar with that phrase, but if you're not familiar with the phrase born again, it might sound a little weird or a little bit unusual. Jesus, when talking to a religious leader in John chapter 3, they had this kind of conversation. The lawyer, the religious leader said, how do I inherit eternal life? How do I get to know life and life abundantly? And Jesus is like, you need to be born again. And he's like, what is that, right? He's like, do I enter into my mother for the second time? And all the moms say, no, right? Never. That's not what it is. It's actually a spiritual rebirth. And scripture talks about how all of us are dead in our sin and transgressions, but because of God's great mercy, he has enabled us to be made alive in Christ. It's a spiritual rebirth. So when we're looking here, talking about according to the great mercy of God, we're able to be born again. It's talking about we have the ability, because God has made it available through the cross and resurrection, that we can have new life with Jesus. Because he's been resurrected, we can be resurrected. Isn't that awesome? I don't know about you, but it just makes me want to celebrate. It's like, Jesus, there is hope that is alive. He is our living hope. But we can experience that hope. It's not just an intellectual idea. It's actually a complete spiritual rebirth that includes individuals even today. The last part I want to look at in this passage, it talks about that all of this is pointing towards a person. It's pointing towards this being born again through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In that video we were watching earlier, which is really informative, it was looking at different Greek words and Hebrews words, and we get that Greek word for living hope, or specifically hope, ellipsi. This is the exact one that they mentioned in that video. And that we can have hope, not in circumstances, but in a person. Which is amazing if you think about it, that Jesus offers us new life, the ability to be born again spiritually, and having living hope both in this life and the next one at all times. Isn't that incredible? So you can be going through something incredibly difficult. You can be in a place of depression and despair and hopelessness and feeling like there's no way out. And guess what? God loves to come into dark places and make them bloom and come alive. It's exactly what he did in the tomb. When Jesus was dead for 3 days, I don't think how much darker that can be. But God just didn't leave Jesus there. He resurrected him from the dead, and that tomb is empty. And in our lives, there's places that are broken that Jesus can resurrect and make new and make alive. Do you believe that this morning? So I'm praying that you'll be able to walk out of here with living hope, not just intellectually, but experientially through the power of the Holy Spirit. This resurrection was reported by over 500 eyewitnesses from inside the Bible's references. The Apostle Paul talks about how over 500 people saw the resurrected Jesus. For those who may be looking and studying more about who is this Jesus, outside extra-biblical materials, reference from Josephus, who is a Jewish historian in the first century, also mentions the Messiah that resurrected from the dead. But one of the most powerful witnesses of the resurrection is the men and women who radically decided to follow Jesus with this new life and go global, sharing Jesus and asserting to the resurrection, regardless of easy situations, because there actually weren't, they were difficult, regardless of persecution and even death. They would hold on to this living hope until the very end. It was that real. And even today in Sri Lanka, there was those who were holding on to living hope that were killed because they're holding on to Jesus. Are you holding on to Jesus this morning? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you experienced this living hope? We're going to have an opportunity to do that in just a moment. I want to invite up the musicians as they'll be getting ready. We'll have a closing song, then a benediction as we're wrapping up before a reception if you're able to stay. But I want to make mention for two different questions. One is, if you're here this morning and you are really struggling in places of brokenness and depression and despair, I want to pray for you specifically that you would have hope this morning in a powerful way. I remember when I was a college student and I was in Rochester, and I felt like externally I had like a lot of things together, and it even looked like I did. I was really well presented. People were like, wow, your life almost looks perfect. I'd have had people tell me that. The problem was that is inside my world was imploding and exploding. I felt like it was getting destroyed, and I came to a place where I was very depressed, and I thought, you know, Lord, I never want to take my life, but if I don't have to wake up tomorrow, I'm okay with that. And maybe you're here this morning and you're in that kind of place like, I just don't want to go another day. I want to let you know that in that broken place I was in, Jesus came and met me there. And I received grace to follow after a new life with hope and joy. And I want to pray for those who are maybe in that place of brokenness. I know a little bit what that feels like. But I also want to pray for those who you have yet to experience new life in Jesus. This living hope that is for now, and the most beneficial part of it is it goes for all eternity. You can't get a better deal than that. There's nobody that offers all eternity for the grace and free gift that Jesus brings. So just have a moment to pray. If you want to just have a posture, just closing your eyes and just responding in thought and maybe in action. But I just want to pray specifically if you're here this morning and you are struggling with depression, despair, and hopelessness, I would like just to pray for you with nobody looking around. If you just want to raise your hand, I'm just going to pray for you. And just pray that God's hope would fill you and would overflow. Just keep your hand up. I just want to be able to see. Yeah, there's a bunch of hands. Just keep it up for a second so I can just see all the people. Yep, just put up your hand. If you're in a place of brokenness and despair and depression, you're like, I need God's hope this morning. Yep, there's a bunch of hands. I would love to just to take a moment to pray with you. As I'm praying, for those who follow Christ, also pray. God knows who they are specifically. Let's take a moment to pray. God, you can put your hands down. God, I just pray for those with their hands up. God, even before the hands up, you knew the heart of each person, man and woman this morning, that's struggling. God, I pray for a Holy Spirit administration of grace and hope through the power of Jesus right now, Lord, that they would be filled to overflowing. God, I pray against the lies of the enemy that say, you have no purpose to be on the planet. It is better if you were gone. It would make it easier for your friends and your family. God, I just rebuke that lie in Jesus' name. God, I pray that suicide would not be an option, but life full of Jesus would be the option. Holy Spirit, minister in powerful ways, I would pray and ask in your name. As we're in a place of just prayer, you can keep your eyes closed, your heads bowed, whatever's a good place to be praying. If you're here this morning, I just want to offer it because we're talking. I can't save anyone. Jesus has, so I'm just pointing to Jesus. But if you're here this morning, you're like, I want to have that new life with Jesus. I want to have a relationship with God and have living hope in both this one and for all eternity and be able to walk relationally with God through Jesus. If you're here this morning and that's where you're at and you're like, I would like to take a step and commit my life to Jesus, I just encourage you, just raise your hand right now. I also love to pray with you and offer some next steps. If you're here and I want to give my life to Jesus and you've never done that before, I want to give you an opportunity. I see a hand over here. Is there anyone else that you're wanting to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and give your whole life to him because he gave your whole life for you? I just want to give an opportunity. Make sure. I want to see. Yep, I see your hand right in the middle. Let me pray right now. Lord, I just thank you for the young lady that just raised her hand saying, I want to give her life to Jesus. And if everyone could, if you could just follow in a prayer after me. The prayer is not like powerful in itself. It's a heart decision that makes this prayer effective and powerful. But if everyone could just repeat after me, especially this person just raised their hand. Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful gift. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. And thank you for giving me new life. Help me to walk after you and put you first for all my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we just give a hand to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. It says in Luke 15 that every time someone repents and gives their life to Christ, that all the angels and God himself, they throw a party, they celebrate, and so we can celebrate here on earth. Let us stand together if you're able to do so as we conclude with this song, and then we'll have a final benediction in just a moment.